David Dunlap, the first minister of this wonderful church, First Presbyterian Church, and Venerable Howe, you're back again.
It's so good to be back. And, I'm not sure why.
And you have with you today Joseph Ruggles Wilson. Exactly. And you're famous in your own right, of course, but you're also famous for your son, the 28th President of the United States,
right. He,
Woodrow Wilson.
Tommy, we used to call him. And he discarded that name as he grew older. But he was President of the United States from 1913 until 1921.
He was a Democrat.
He was a Democrat.
Are you happy with that?
I probably was happy with it at the time, but
he was raised a Presbyterian.
All of his progressive politics has just caused us all kinds of problems since then.
Well, you two knew each other.
We did.
Yes, indeed.
Because this is your...
We share grandchildren.
Exactly.
Your son married his daughter.
Exactly.
And that's all I have to say.
Okay. So, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where did
I am a native of Ohio, Ohio, as they say, and came to Virginia. I was the pastor at the First Presbyterian Church in Stanton, and from there went to, that's where Tommy was born. That's where in 1856, and in 1858, I went to the First Presbyterian Church in Augusta, and stayed there until 1870.
And that was a very prestigious church.
It was one of the most important.
What is, who's that man who wrote the biography? David
Calhoun? David Calhoun said it was one of the most important pulpits in the South. And I stayed there for 12 years.
You were also a minister here.
I was. I came to the Columbia Seminary
where
we taught together.
There were only five of us.
But you're also a very smart man, because I read somewhere that you also taught chemistry.
At Hampton Sydney. That was before I went into the full-time ministry.
Now, your relationship here was not all plain sailing.
This is a tough church.
It is.
And,
it is.
Apparently, the elders here were tough back in the early 1870s, and I think they, my understanding is they're still tough.
That's what I hear, too.
So they wanted a pastor in addition to a preacher. I was apparently a first-rate preacher, but they wanted something different, so they appointed somebody
professor.
To...
You were a professor.
That's right, exactly. Yeah. And so they wanted someone to replace me, and they found him, and so I left and eventually ended up in Wilmington, North Carolina, at the First Presbyterian Church there.
But Columbia was the favorite place
for you. We loved Columbia.
It was the highlight of your career.
As a matter of fact, we built a house here. It's on Hampton Street, which was not called Hampton Street at the time, because there had not been a famous Hampton. But anyway, it's Hampton Street now, and it's at the corner of Hampton and Henderson. Is that right? Anyway, in that area.
Well, do you have any words of wisdom for this congregation as it still goes through this pandemic season?
Absolutely. Preach the gospel and follow the Lord.
Wonderful. Absolutely. Well, there you have it. Your name again?
Joseph Ruggles
Wilson.
Why did he?
And I'm buried.
Where did Ruggles come from?
I have no idea. My people were Irish,
and your wife
Jesse was Scottish. You know, everybody can't be Scottish. We're trying to
end this.
Okay.
Stay safe, listen to what he said, preach the gospel, follow the Lord. See you next week.